Ever since the beginning of the Christian Church, ever since Stephen was stoned as the first martyr, Christians have remembered those who died making the good confession of faith. By the 7th century, the Church dedicated the 1st of November as the day upon which these confessors and martyrs would be commemorated. The Feast of All Saints, which we celebrated last Sunday, recalls the memories of all the faithful departed and the triumph of Jesus Christ over all false gods. Our first reading during the divine service was from Revelations, St. John's vision of heaven and of the last days. He wrote, "After this I looked, and behold a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb.'" The host robed in white are celebrating the victory of Jesus over sin, death, and the power of the devil. This scene reminds us of Jesus riding into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, while the crowds wave branches crying, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Indeed, Hosanna means, "Save us, Lord." That salvation comes to us through the Lamb of God, the Paschal Lamb, who is the very Son of God. This week we will study John's vision, which brings us comfort and hope. May our Lord grant you the peace of knowing his mercy. Amen.